You all shake your boxes. Shake your boxes. Come on, let's hear it. A good reminder that next Sunday is LWML Sunday. And since you all have a whole bunch of money, how many of you want to grow up and be rich? How many of you want to grow up and be rich? Okay, very good. How many of you want to grow up and be poor and have no money? That's what I thought. Everyone wants to be rich. You know, in our lesson today, Jesus tells us about a rich man. Now, this is important for us. Never in Scripture does Jesus tell us that it's a sin to be rich. He tells us that it's a sin that we make money a god. Look at all this money I have. Since I have all this money, and since you have all that money, maybe we can buy our way into heaven. Will that work? Absolutely not. But you know what? There are people who truly believe that. They think that since God has blessed him with all this money, God must be showing them special favors. And because they have special favors, they have all this money, that means heaven is automatic for them. Is that what Jesus teaches us today? No. No. You see, my dear friends, when we make this our God, what do we do? We are then doing what? We are sinning against God because we make this a God. And will this God save us? Will this God lead us into heaven? Absolutely not. This God will actually lead us to a place that I don't want to see any of you or any of them. But there are a lot of people who make a lot of gods of many things, including money. And on the last day, they will find out that they can't buy their way into heaven. But there is a poor man in our lesson today. His name is Lazarus. Now, since you don't want to be poor, maybe that means you can't go to heaven, because Lazarus was a very, very poor man, and he was also very sick. Therefore, he went to heaven. So therefore, we must be poor and sick so we can go to heaven. Is that true? No. No, Lazarus went to heaven because he believed. Who did he believe in? He believed in God. He heard Moses, the Old Testament, the five books of the Pentateuch, and he heard the prophets, and he believed that the Messiah was coming. He believed in the Messiah. The rich man from our lesson today only believed in his money. He only believed in himself. And Jesus is very clear, isn't he? That if we believe in Jesus, where will we end up on the last day? Where will we go? If we believe in Jesus, we go to heaven. And Jesus is the only way to heaven, dear ones. Money will not get you there. Fame will not get you there. Being a good person will not get you there. Belief in Jesus, faith in Jesus, believing that he is the way, the truth, and the life, he is the only way. But those who don't believe, what is in store for them? Hell. Sadly, it's hell. Jesus is very clear today. That's what he calls it. Hades, the place of the unseen. We're going to talk to moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas about that in a minute. It's actually the place of the unseen. Because today we hear that a poor man who believed was known by Jesus. Jesus knew his name. But the rich man who didn't care about Jesus whatsoever, he only cared about me, myself, and I, God doesn't know him. God truly doesn't know him because he has no faith in God. So, dear ones, here's a lesson for us. It's okay to be rich, and it's okay to be poor, but it's better to be faithful in Christ Jesus. For in that faith, you will be saved. So let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you, O Lord, have opened heaven for us. For in our faith, in our belief of you, we know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man can come to the Father. No man can enter into heaven except through you, you who are the gate of heaven. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for hanging on the cross for me and dying for me. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do for me as you bless me each and every day. Lord Jesus, all this I pray in your most holy name. And all the children said,